Welcome back to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of Academia IDU, and as always, I'm excited to dive into cutting-edge research and bring it right to your earbuds. Whether you're walking on the treadmill, hustling through your day, or just, you know, taking a break and enjoying a mental jog. Today, we're spotlighting a really fascinating paper by Christopher Malaya, Pranav Parikh, Dean Smith, and Chuck Lane. It's called Effects of Simulated Hypergravity on Lower Limb Kinematics and Electromyography During Walking. Oof, that's a mouthful, right? But stick with me because there's some surprisingly down-to-earth insight in here. Let's start with the big question. This research is tackling, how does simulated hypergravity, basically feeling artificially heavier than usual, change the way we walk and use our muscles? Why should you care? Well, it matters for everyone from astronauts and rehab patients to backpackers, athletes, or even folks who wear heavy work gear. How our bodies adapt to feeling heavier, even temporarily, can say a lot about injury risk, movement strategies, and how to optimize physical therapy or athletic performance. Also, let's be honest, haven't you ever wondered what it would be like to really understand how your own body deals with changes in weight? I know I have. So, what was unique about this study? Well, most previous research ramped up hypergravity by strapping extra weight onto people, like backpacks or weighted vests. But, yeah, that's a bit confounded, isn't it? Add a backpack, and you also change how your limbs swing, where your center of mass sits. So the simple act of carrying a load kind of muddies the waters. This team wanted a cleaner look. To do that, they used this clever harness and spring contraption to simulate increased weight without actually adding mass to the body. The system made participants feel like they weighed between 100% and 130% of their real weight, but didn't alter limb inertia. Pretty smart. 15 healthy adults volunteered for the study. They got kitted out with motion capture sensors and EMG electrodes, those track joint angles and muscle activity respectively. Then, they walked at a comfortable pace on a treadmill, first at their normal weight, then at gradually increasing loads, up to 130%, without breaks, and then the levels were decreased back down. No external weights, just vertical load from the system. Is that a little sci-fi, or what? So what did they find? Here are the tangible take-home insights. At 130% of body weight, something interesting happened. The biomechanics of the hip and knee joints, DID, change, but those changes were most clearly visible not while loading up, but as the participants were UN loaded back down from that max load, kinda wild, the same body weight level, say 120%, feels different depending on whether you arrived there from a heavier or lighter state. It's like, I don't know, when you're coming off the motorway and 40 miles per hour suddenly feels glacial, right? That's called hysteresis, by the way, a fancy name for when your past states affect your current behavior. But fascinatingly, the ankle joint and the muscle signals they measured, there was no significant change. So, despite the increased gravitational load, the ankles and certain recorded muscles were apparently just trucking along as usual. That's a bit counterintuitive, right? But again, I'm just presenting the findings. I'm not endorsing or challenging anything here. Academic research is all about asking questions and giving us new insights, not absolute truth, always. Now, the big so what for you. This research hints that if your job or passion or rehab involves load changes, like carrying gear or working in different gravities, how your body reacts may depend not just on the load amount, but how the load was added or removed. If you're dropping a heavy pack, your joints may briefly move differently than if you picked that weight up. For therapists and trainers, this could mean that simply having someone walk at a given load may miss key nuances in their biomechanics. And for anyone into space exploration, maybe future astronauts will need special protocols for loading and unloading their bodies to maintain joint health. And here's a tiny random digression. I once tried one of those weighted blankets to sleep better, but all I could think about was how it made turning over feel like a slow-mo Olympic event. So, maybe my proprioception just can't handle hypergravity. Maybe there's a research project in there somewhere. All right, pulling back. Remember, I'm only sharing this paper, not advocating for it. Academic research is a jumping-off point for discussion. The authors themselves highlight that more work is needed. They didn't find changes in muscle activity in their recorded muscles, but that might differ if other muscles had been monitored, or, you know, if different loading systems were used. Science is a journey, not a finished map. So what does this all mean for you? If you ever find yourself lugging a heavy suitcase, loading up a backpack, or even just thinking about how your body moves, maybe take a second to wonder about how those load transitions shape your steps. There's so much more to learn. Thanks for joining me on In Depth with Academia. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and keep exploring. Who knows? The next insight might just lighten your step, no matter how much you're carrying. Talk to you next time.